ABC Radio Australia.
The government of Vanuatu says it's talking to Australian officials about the possibility of sending another contingent of workers to the Northern Territory. They would join 162 men and women who are already harvesting mangoes there as part of a pilot program designed to pave the way for many more islanders to return to work on Australian farms during the coronavirus pandemic. The Northern Territory's Farmers Association say they're keen to fly in more recruits to help finish up this year's harvest. Arnhem Mangoes farmer Barry Albrecht's company is part of the pilot program.
Some of these people here, most of them have been here for four seasons, their fourth season, some of their third season. But as you can see, they can run the shed. We don't have to train them anymore, and that's our main objective. It's cost us to bring them in, and with the quarantine fees and stuff like that, but we feel they're worth it. Just in production-wise, we don't have to train anyone, and it makes our life a lot easier. Mate, it's so easy to get along with. They're polite, yep. Well-mannered, clean. We're weaning them off a bit of rice, and, well, they had a cheese tuna bake last night. They love that. Anything new, they love. And there's no leftovers.
Barry Albrecht, who owns one of the farms that have employed these workers from Vanuatu as part of the Australian government's pilot project. And Mr. Albrecht's employees from Vanuatu say they're also happy to be there. This is one of them, Annie Kintor from Port Vila, who spoke to Northern Territory reporter Matthew Bran.
At the moment, Port Vila, its economy is dropped. No tourists in Port Vila at the moment. So we just plan and have some food for our home. We need more work for Vanuatu people.
And so what was it like for you, Annie, deciding to come to Australia this year?
Decided to come over in Australia because I love to pick mangoes and I love farming. Because in Port Vila, we just do the garden to have food in the table of my family. Yep. That's why I came here, to work and help back my family back home.
Once the mango season finishes in the Northern Territory, what are your plans next?
Next planning is we are going to Katherine, yep, to do watermelon.
Yeah.
And then from there?
Maybe we're going to South Australia to do herbals picking.
So I've been told all up you may spend maybe 9 months in Australia, is that right?
I'm spending 9 months here before we go back home.
Annie Kintor, who is currently working on a mango farm in rural Darwin. Over in Vanuatu, two people say they are keen for the pilot program to be expanded. Lester David is a 36-year-old bus driver from Port Vila. He's been told that he will join the others in the Northern Territory once a second flight is approved by the Australian and Vanuatu governments. And he says he can't wait.
I have big plans for the money I'll earn this season. Firstly, I want to finish my house. Then I want to get married. And the last thing I want to do is finish my studies.
The spokesperson for Vanuatu's Prime Minister's office said it's not clear whether the government will approve another flight, but Dr. Len Tarivonda, who heads the country's COVID-19 task force, says he's behind the program. He said his team at the Ministry of Health has already given the project a green light.
From our side and also from the Ministry of Health side, obviously, we have the pandemic crisis. I don't have any cases of COVID-19 yet in Vanuatu, but as is like everywhere, the economy is in crisis. So we believe that opening up, safe corridors, safe pathways like this, like with the Mango Project, like you get a group of people, coming to Australia or even to New Zealand, a number that is manageable, and they can come for 6 months and then they return, certain arrangements in place to make sure that even when they return, at least their agents pay for the 14-day quarantine and that kind of stuff, then we are okay. It's like keeping them in sort of a bubble between Vanuatu and New Zealand or Australia, but they are coming for economic activity and then they can return after 6 months or 9 months. So from the Ministry of Health side and from the National COVID-19 Advisory Committee, we are okay with this sort of arrangement, and we've encouraged the government to actually look into it seriously as a form of economic stimulation, a one way to stimulate the economy during this time of crisis.